Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has met with his Kuwaiti counterpart here in Beijing, and the two have pledged to cement their friendship and boost cooperation. Among various fields, Premier Li Keqiang especially notes that China is willing to participate in Kuwait's railway projects and voices support for closer cooperation in the energy sector. Kuwait expressed a willingness to increase high-level visits between the two countries. The two leaders also witnessed the signing of a series of cooperation deals. The Kuwaiti Prime Minister is in Beijing right now for a four-day visit. He's also due to attend the opening ceremony of the ministerial meeting of the China-Arab States Cooperation Forum. The meeting will kick off on Thursday right here in Beijing. NATO is set to bolster its defense capabilities in Central and Eastern Europe. The decision comes after the NATO defense minister had a meeting in Brussels amid escalating tensions in the Ukraine. It also comes hours after the U.S. president pledged $1 billion worth of military deployments in Europe. Russia has earlier responded to the NATO decision, saying that it'll reorganize its armed forces to strengthen military potential and troop mobility. Kremlin also says it may withdraw from the 1997 NATO-Russia Founding Act if there are major NATO deployments in Eastern and Central Europe.